is. So be a presupposition of complex equivalence. And these are simply things that are assumed inside of a sentence. And complex equivalence means that one thing equates to another or means another. How about awareness? A presupposition of an awareness. John realized there was a mountain behind the house. Okay, anything that calls your attention to something, John realized, is a presupposition of awareness. John understood that there was a mountain behind the house would also be a presupposition of awareness. Now, notice what you have to do with that sentence in order to make sense of it. If I say John understood that there was a mountain behind the house and that meant that he needed to climb it, you have to accept certain presuppositions in order to even make sense of that sentence. The presupposition of the existence of John, the presupposition of the existence of the mountain, and so on and so forth. Yeah, all of that. Time, presuppositions of time. So if I say it was 2 o'clock and so John decided he would climb the mountain behind the house, that presupposes time. There's other words that presuppose time, words like now, stop, yet. Those can become extremely useful in terms of doing processes. So if I say, realize, I want you to go inside and get in touch with that change that you've made now. It was a terrible problem, wasn't it? Listen to the presupposition of time. That's why you've made changes, haven't you? Notice I'm using time specifically in my language to slam a problem into the past. When are you going to stop and realize that you have new choices? That's also a presupposition of time. And when or how soon will you begin thinking new thoughts of transformation now?
So you use presupposition of time when time shows up in your problem?
I'm very clear about the distinctions about how I use time in terms of my language with the client. Like I know I've seen NLP people that will use presuppositions of time ineffectively. Like they'll say, how is that problem you were having now? Are you still having that problem now? You know, so you've got to be really careful with that. You say, you could sit down with a client. Let's say you first sit down with them and you say, that was a terrible problem. Or what was the problem? Yeah, imagine a client sits down and you say, what was the problem? It was a terrible problem, wasn't it? So you can begin using your presuppositions with impact right from the moment you sit down with them. What was the thing that you thought was a problem? Yeah, there's lots of things that you can do with presuppositions of time. They're fun to play with. Now, adverb, adjective presuppositions. Words like, these are modifiers. John realized how easy it would be to climb the mountain behind the house when he saw someone else do it. John realized how easy it would be to climb the mountain behind the house when he saw someone else do it. What that does is it displaces resistance from the fact that John even exists or the mountain exists and so on and so forth. Exclusive or inclusive or. John realized that John knowing that there was a mountain behind the house, realized climb it or do something else. Yes. Do something else is inclusive. Yes. Exclusive excludes any other possibilities. Yeah. And then ordinal. First the winds came and then the rain. And once the rains cleared, John saw the mountain behind the house. Ordinal is anything that says that there's a list. The first thing that you need to do to go into a trance is close your eyes. The second thing you need to do is take a deep breath. And the third thing you need to do is relax. That would be ordinal presuppositions. Yeah. Now, let's turn to page 2-3 in our manual for a second. So all we're doing so far is we're identifying these. Remember that there's a difference between a hallucination or a mind read and a presupposition. There's a difference between a hallucination or a mind read and a presupposition. Okay, let's look at the first sentence construction. First, and we're gonna identify whether these are presuppositions or mind reads. First sentence: I'm not sure whether or not I should stop beating my wife. A, he has a wife. Is that a presupposition or a mind read?
Presupposition.
But by the way, the easiest way to tell whether it's a presupposition or a mind read is if it's stated directly in the sentence. Okay, B, he loves his wife.
Mind read.
C, he currently beats his wife. Presupposition, as stated in the sentence. D, he's a low-life slob who should be shot.
Mind read.
Two, I don't see why I can't do it. All my friends are doing it. Presupposition, A, he feels that he's being treated unfairly. That's a mind read. It's not stated anywhere in the sentence. B, he wants to be liked by his friends.
Mind read.
C, this person's friends do something he doesn't do. That may or may not be a presupposition. That's correct. Very correct. Because he says, I don't see why I can't do it. From the linguistic construction, one would think it wouldn't be a presupposition because he uses the word can't, which implies that's a modal operator of impossibility. So one would think that he wasn't, but I could imagine how somebody would say this while still doing it. I don't see why I can't do it. All my friends are doing it. Yeah, especially your kid. Yeah, you can relate to this. Yeah, we're on C of two. So the sentence is, I don't see why I can't do it. All my friends are doing it. And we're saying, C, this person's friends do something he doesn't do. Is that a presupposition or a mind read? That is, yeah, it could be either or, which is what we're saying. D, all his friends are bums who should be shot.
Mind read.
Three, if I don't learn how to communicate with my boss, I won't get a raise. A, he feels powerless.
Mind read.
B, he doesn't know how to communicate with his boss.
Presupposition.
And we know that because it's stated in the sentence. C, he wants to learn new behaviors. That is a mind read. That's correct. D, his salary is connected to his communication skills.
Presupposition.
It's stated in there. Four, I have to set up unrealistic expectations. A, he can't stop making unrealistic expectations. I'd say that is a presupposition, as stated in there. B, he feels trapped.
Mind read.
C, he has expectations.
Presupposition,
as stated in there. D, he knows when he's being unrealistic.
Presupposition.
Five, I'm feeling much better now. I can see how some of the things I was doing just made me unhappy. A, some behavior he engaged in was related to some internal state.
Presupposition.
B, he has feelings. Yes, presupposition. C, he has much more control over his life now.
Mind read.
It actually doesn't say that in there. D, he fixed himself so he shouldn't be shot.
Mind read.
Okay.